ukuthula ebandleni.
Greet you all.
Ngiyaba bingelela abantwana bakaNkulunkulu ngelihle igama lomfelo wami uJesu Christ, ngithi ukuthula amakubekini.
I greet you all in the wonderful name of my Savior Jesus Christ.
Igama lami njengoba sebeshilo uGugulethu wakaShabalala.
As said, my name is Gugulethu Shabalala.
Ngokomvela mina ngiphuma eSoweto.
I come from Soweto.
Njengoba ngilana phambili nje ngizo zama nje ukuthi nje ngibeke kancane ngempilo yami la ngiphuma khona, la ngikhona nala ngiyakhona.
I'm here just to briefly speak about my life. Where do I come from? Where am I now? And where am I heading to?
Ukuthi ngizame nje ngakho konke ukuthi nje ngincamule. Ngenxaya yabangane ababi.
And as time went on, because I was mixing myself with bad friends,
kwafika isikhathi ngahamba ngawo komunye umfowethu ngelinye ilanga ngamcela ukuthi ngoba nami ngangizama ukuthi at least ngifithe kustandard sabangani labo esihamba nabo, ngamcela ukuthi ngicela ke angenze i-tattoo.
So I went to one of my friends because I also wanted to be in tune with what my peers were doing. So I asked this friend of mine to put a tattoo on my body.
Wayenza i-tattoo.
And he did it.
Even that tattoo nanamhlanje ngisasenayo.
I still have that tattoo on my body up to this day.
But after sengiyenzile lo tattoo nanami bengazi ukuthi as from that day ngabe ngisayina isivumelwane to be an antichrist.
What I didn't know is that from that day on, when I decided to put that tattoo on my body, I was signing an agreement with the devil to be part of the antichrist.
Not knowing which each and every sign oyenzayo, each and every tattoo kubo ine meaning.
I didn't know that whatever tattoo you put on, whatever sign you put on your body, to the Satanist, it's got a special meaning.
Knowing to myself, nasekhaya bazi ukuthi lo mfana lona umfana ohlakaniphile, umfana obrilliant, but after sengiyenzile tattoo, kwaqale kwashintsha izinto.
I was known as a clever, brilliant guy, but after that tattoo, things started to change in my life.
Ngikhumbule at a young age, ngakhona ukuthi ngihambe amatheater amaningi, almost wonke amatheater angale la ngiphuma ngakhona eJoburg ngiwahambile, ngidensa, ngenza ne-acting.
At a very young age, I was able to go to almost all the theaters around my home area where I was dancing and acting.
But ngenxaya yesinqumo engasithatha esi-wrong.
But because of that bad decision that I'd taken,
samosha impilo yami yonke.
That decision ruined my whole life.
Kwahamba kwahamba ke ngaqala ke ngashintsha sengihamba nabangani ababi ngabhema ugwayi.
And as time went on, I started to mix with bad friends and I started smoking.
Not knowing ukuthi a cigarette is a trigger of everything.
Ngingazi ukuthi ngokuqala kokubhema ugwayi uyisiqalo sazo zonke izinto.
Ugwayi is the main law okwazi ukuthi uvulele nawo wonke lawo amademoni ukuthi angene.
So that cigarette is a gateway to all other demons to come in.
Ngaqala ngegraduate, ngaqala ngabhema insango.
So I went on, graduated from cigarettes, and then I started smoking dacha.
Kwasuka ke lapho ke ngaphuza utshwala.
From there on, I started drinking.
Kwasuka lapho ke kagcine sekufika isikhathi sokuthola ukuthi sengicala sengintroduce myself uMandrax.
And it came to a time when I introduced myself to Mandrax.
Ngayibhemi Mandrax.
And I carried on smoking Mandrax.
So ngokuthi idangamizwa kumele uzimaintain.
Now because when you smoke drugs, you need to maintain them.
Kwaqala ke manje ke ngaqala sengaphuma senyoganga sesikwazi ukuthi sihambe siyenza i-housebreaking.
So then I started to go out with friends to do housebreaking.
Waya ngokuya ngena kwaba i-house robbery.
We went on and got to do house robberies.
Waya ngokuya ngagcine ke manje sengibona ukuthi ngoba abangani bangibambezela kungcono lento ngiyenze ngiyone.
And as time went on, I thought my friends were too slow in doing things. I'd rather go alone.
indlela uSathane obengixobe ngayo bengikhona ukuthi ngithi ngimile lo muntu ngimhypnotize anginike imali yakhe ngingamkhumbanga ngesibhami ngingamenzanga next but ngokumhypnotize into nje beyiphuma emlomeni wami bengicotshiwe umlomo wami ucotshiwe ngomoya wobumnyama.
The devil had anointed me to such an extent that a person would just give me money without me pointing a gun, without doing anything, I was able to hypnotize a person.
Now,
as time went on, because I come from a Christian family, they tried to take me to different rehabilitation centers, but it was to no avail. They took me to a Christian place. That also did not help me. I went into prison and I was out again. That did not help me also. I went back to prison again. That did not help.
I end up finding myself nami saying ilahlile hope empilweni ukuthi ayisekho enye into enhle engaphuma la kimi.
And as time went on, I lost hope of myself and I just realized nothing good will ever come out of me.
I remember kunesikhathi lana ngafika isikhathi ukuthola ukuthi ngivuka ugula bakubizwa ngokuthi TB meningitis.
There's time when I was sick, I had TB meningitis.
After kuloko kugula lokho ngapha bengibhema futhi ngibhema nenyawo be.
As much as I had that disease, I was still smoking and smoking hunger or nyaupe. After that, I had epileptic fits.
So kwahamba isikhathi ngime lana ngizozama ukuchaza ukuthi okungenzeki ebantwini kuNkulunkulu kwenzeka.
And I'm standing here just to say that what's impossible to men, it's possible with God.
Kwafika isikhathi lana inceku kaNkulunkulu ngelinye ilanga ishumayela ngokuthunjwa komuntu.
And there's a day when a servant of the Lord was preaching about a man or about capturing of a man.
Umntana kaNkulunkulu odelelekile.
And that person was preaching was just a normal Christian.
Ngalolo langa lelo ngathatha isinqumo ngaya phambili.
And on that day, I took a decision and I went forward.
Wangithandazela.
He prayed with me.
After 2 days.
And after 2 days,
bangithatha bangisa to a center.
They took me to a center.
Mangibuya lapho.
And when I came back from that center,
azange ngiphinde ngibheme idakamizwa.
I never smoked drugs again.
But because of kangisabhengi isigarette.
But because I was still smoking cigarettes,
isigarette yabuyisa konke futhi.
That cigarette triggered everything again.
Instead of ukuthi manje ngibheme inyawo, I end up substituting from inyawo, I smoked cigarette, crystal meth, cat, Mandrax and alcohol.
Sikhundleni sokuthi ngibheme nje ungakuphela ngase ngifaka zonke lezi zinyida kamizo Mandrax nanani
ngenxa yokungalaleli.
And that was all due to disobedience.
Kwahamba isikhathi abazali bami nabalunge ebandla bayeza bazobafike la kasiza abantu.
And after some time, my parents with other members of our church came to visit here at the mission.
Bafike bayibona indawo bayithanda.
They saw the place and they liked it.
But maybe ngichazele ukuthi kunendawo ethize nathize.
And when they explained to me that there is a place,
bangicela ukuthi ngicela nje ukuthi uye khona laphaya.
So they asked me and said, "Could you go to that place?"
The first time kwakunzima ukuthi ngizelana ngoba kukhona enye indawo futhi ecishifane nayo lena yasemakhaladini ebesikhona nokuthi sishare izwi sishumayele sithi masiqeda kushumayela sihambe siphume futhi siyobhema.
At the beginning, it was difficult for me because there was a place I knew which was almost similar to this one where I was once at. But at that place, we would go, sing, preach, and when we finished to do all those things, we would go out and smoke again.
Bangcenga kithini ukuthi indoda manje leya ndawo leyana siyithandile. Sicela nje uthi ubuye nje khona uyobona lapha kuleya ndawo.
They pleaded with me and said, "We've seen that place, we like it. Please go and see."
Kwafika ilanga ke kumele size la ekhaya. Masifika the day sifika la ekhaya safika siyithuna. It was last year December.
So the day came last year December. When we came here, it was two people that came.
Kwakuyimi ngihamba nentombazana.
It was me and I was traveling with another girl.
Masifika la ekhaya, safika ngiyakhumbula masizofika ereception, before beside the reception enkonzweni masifika malibele bacula khona elinye icula babelicula elithi usithathapi isibindi singaka sokuthatha usathane umfake kwapheni.
So when we were coming in, I remember the song they were singing in the service at that time, which is a Zulu song that says, "Where do you get such courage to take the devil and hide him in yourself?" I was coming from a location.
Now,
I had a different mindset. I thought, these people, how can they say that? How can they say to me, "Why do you take the devil and put him in yourself?" And I thought, who can do that? Why do they think I can do such a thing? So when I looked at that they were singing, I just saw foolishness. And I thought, these people, who do they think I am? But at that time, I didn't know that my heart was thirsty. I was sitting with grudges. And I was sitting, harboring things in my heart which nobody else knew about them. And I'm reminded of a verse while I'm standing here.
Lithi, I will use the foolish to shame the wise.
Uthi ngiyokusebenzisa ubuwula.
I'm sorry to say this, mina ngibe endaweni eyiningi ama inkonzo neinkonzo ngizihambile, including the Church of Scientology.
I've been to many places, to different churches.
Ongwaziyo mina manje emabandleni esiphuma kuwo, they using the wise to shame the foolish.
What I know from those churches which I come from, they're using the
wise to shame the foolish.
And in today's churches, as you walk in, they look at you and try and see what's your status. You can't just go in front, but they study you first. But when I came here to the mission,
uNkulunkulu wasebenzisa into edelelekile.
God used a despised thing to make me to be who I am today. I sat down and I made my life right before the Lord. And I vomited everything out. I spoke all out. And at times it was difficult. But I vomited all the evil out. And today, if I look at myself,
I am free.
Ngikhululekile.
And I am free indeed.
Impela ngikhululekile.
And into ebuhlungu.
And what so?
Kube ngalithola iqiniso from kudala.
If I had received this truth from long ago,
ngabe mhlambe ngukude.
By now, I would be very far off.
Indaba yeconfession.
The matter of confession,
mina bengayazi.
I didn't know about that.
Ngangiyizwa nje abantu bayisho.
I only just heard people speaking about it.
Ongwaziyo mina.
And what I do know,
ukuthi ikholo,
that a believer,
umuntu ophethe iBhayibheli aye afike amela phambili aculwe, acule ashumayele afakaze ayenze konke.
A believer who holds a Bible in his hand, someone who can come to the front,
but,
sing and preach and do everything.
But after sengifikile kasiza abantu.
But after I had come here to the mission,
uNkulunkulu wanginika another picture.
God gave me or showed me a different view.
Kwathi konke engikufundayo eBhayibhelini,
that everything that I was reading from the Bible,
ngathi ngibheka indawo enguyo,
and I looked at the place where I am,
ngathi uNkulunkulu wami,
and I said, "My God,
ngiyabonga.
Thank you.
Ngisendaweni
right. I'm at the right place."
So in closing,
ekupheteni,
ngime la namhlanje.
As I'm standing here today,
mhlamba uNkulunkulu uzomana sebenzise mina njengethulusi ukuthi mina ngincede wena.
Maybe God can use me as a tool to help you by my testimony. That which God has done for me, He can do that for you as well. And as I'm standing here, I'm standing here so that one day, that everyone will be able to sit at that throne.
No one will have an excuse.
Agekho noyedwa oyokwazi ukuthi azithethele.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you.